Good afternoon at 12 noon. 47 degrees, Rusty.
It's cloudy. We've got a chance for maybe a few showers, and we're expecting a high near 48 this Tuesday.
Wisconsin House Republican Jim Sensenbrenner planning to offer a bill as early as today to limit the government's ability to read emails, your emails, and see who you're calling. National pundits say Sensenbrenner has gone 180 degrees on security issues, and that's after he championed the USA Patriot Act following 9/11 and accused privacy advocates of exaggeration for raising concerns about domestic spying when that act was reauthorized in 2006. Sensenbrenner said the NSA's sweep of millions of Americans' phone and internet records, though, goes far beyond what he ever intended in the Patriot Act.
Well, some of you are probably suffering from the common cold, and you wonder why there isn't a cure. Well, we know why, thanks to a new research at UW-Madison. Yesterday, the journal Virology published a pair of UW studies which show that three strains of the rhinovirus make up about 85% of all colds. However, there's no cure for the third strain, known as the C strain, and that's the one which gives us the classic cold symptoms like coughs and runny noses.
We previously assumed all rhinoviruses would be the same as each other, and it turns out that they're not. The targets that we used previously were only common to the rhinovirus A's and B's, not to the C's.
Lead researcher Ann Pallenberg there saying the next step is to find a receptor that's unique to the C strain and develop medicines for it. That could take a long time. Pallenberg says it's not easy to come up with a compound that would be both effective and safe.
Well, the Minnesota Innocence Project and a Minneapolis law firm now digging for legal flaws that could free five men convicted of killing a co-worker in Green Bay 21 years ago. The five were all convicted in the killing of Tom Monfils in 1992. It was what was then the James River Paper Mill. Well, last night, almost four dozen people took part in an annual walk-in rally for those defendants. MC Dennis Gullickson told them the two Minneapolis attorneys are examining the case for free, and so is Minnesota's equivalent to the Wisconsin Innocence Project that has freed a number of high-profile inmates who were wrongly convicted. The 35-year-old Monfils was found in a pulp vat, killed by co-workers reportedly upset that he had gone to police when one of the defendants stole scrap wire.
The Sheboygan County 2014 budget will be up for a public hearing tonight. The county board convenes at 6 o'clock in the county courthouse to take public comment on the $126 million budget. As proposed, the budget will require a property tax levy increase of $833,000, nearly 2%. It's only the third increase in the last 7 years and will result in a county tax rate of $5.60 per thousand of equalized value, or 19 cents more than the current rate.
Well, a House panel is grilling one of the people most closely involved with administering Obamacare. We get the latest from Rich Johnson in Washington.
Right off the bat, Medicare Office Director Marilyn Taverner offered this.
I want to apologize to you that the website has not worked as well as it should.
But House Ways and Means Committee Chairman, Michigan Republican Dave Camp, wanted to know of the 700,000 people who've already applied for Obamacare.
I mean, how do you not know how many people have enrolled?
Chairman Camp, we will have those numbers available in mid-November.
Taverner repeated that answer to several of Camp's questions about enrollment numbers, and she said despite website problems, the Affordable Care Act is living up to its promise of affordable, quality health insurance.
Almost two dozen Wisconsin charities have lost millions of dollars to inside thieves over the past 5 years, that according to information now required on tax returns. The diversion box is relatively new and requires charities to report the amount of losses and the reason. The Oneida Golf and Country Club of Green Bay is one of the largest losers after a former controller embezzled $2.6 million over 8 years. Also, Waukesha Memorial Hospital lost $1.4 million over 5 years to an embezzler.
Governor Scott Walker taking some heat for some things in his new book, which will hit the stores in 3 weeks. Senator Tim Cullen of Janesville says he never said, as mentioned in the book, that he'd have tried to avoid the walkout by Democrats over Act 10 had he been at the meeting where it was decided. And a Milwaukee union leader says he never told Walker, as indicated in the book, when Walker was Milwaukee County Executive, to go ahead and lay off county workers. Walker says he won't comment on that book until it goes on sale.
And that goes on sale in about 3 weeks. A constitutional amendment is speeding through the legislature to change the way Wisconsin's Chief Justice is chosen. It would have the Supreme Court pick its Chief Justice every 2 years and then limit the person from serving more than 6 years in a row. Right now, Chief Justice Shirley Abrahamson, a liberal, has been Chief Justice for 17 years. She has the most seniority. Meanwhile, the court and the legislature are conservative. Under the change, the Chief Justice would be more likely to have the same political philosophy as the rest of the courts.
Well, Rusty Toyota still puts out a reliable car, except when it comes to one model. That, according to Consumer Reports, Jennifer Kuiper takes a look. A 45-year-old Ronald Perez and 37-year-old...
At the top of Consumer Reports' annual reliability list is Toyota, Lexus, and Acura. Seven of the top 10 brands are Japanese. But the magazine has pulled its recommendation on Toyota models, including the Camry, Prius V, and RAV4, because they've received poor ratings in a crash test by the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. Mike Quincy with Consumer Reports tells Fox News Radio it'll probably be a couple of months before the Camry gets re-recommended, but in the meantime...
If you're shopping for a family sedan, there are a lot of great choices to consider. There's the Honda Accord, the Subaru Legacy.
Domestic brands are led by GM, with GMC, Buick, and Chevrolet ranking above brands from Ford and Chrysler.
How about that forecast, Rusty?
Cloudy, a few chances of showers today, a high near 48. It's going to warm up more as we go through the rest of the work week, but also the rain chances increase as well.
Hey, we're already at that high, 48 degrees right now, as we get back to Rush Limbaugh on WHBL at 12:06.